of our favorite topics, Sean, talking food and eating well and doing the right thing. Specialty food company to serve as a social enterprise employing homeless and at-risk Detroit women through a local nonprofit, Alternative for Girls. Pamela Rogers and Rochelle Nash are the founders of Eats All Good, and they're joining us here on WJR. Welcome, ladies. We're glad you could join us.
Good morning. How are you? Good morning. This is Pam. How are you? Happy to be here.
Yeah. Hi, Pam, and hi, Rochelle. I'm surprised the two of you can break yourselves away from the morning rush. Morning's a tough time for people who are in the food business, isn't it?
Can be.
Well, it's especially tough for someone that's recently retired and just learning how to sleep late.
Yeah, really. Tell us a little bit about the Detroit Small Business Awarding the Motor City Match, round 13, the $50,000 cash grant, and the work of the Eats All Good. Explain it to us.
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, Eats All Good. We're a commercial kitchen in Detroit, and right now we make vegan, plant-based snacks and treats. We use all whole foods that are nutritionally dense and avoid, you know, the use of preservatives, additives, soy, gluten, dairy. We just really believe that, you know, good food and good deeds go hand in hand when working with alternatives to girls, you know, to get them into better job opportunities. So,
yes, I've been on the board of Alternative for Girls off and on since 2020, about 20 years, I should say. And some years ago, they wanted to develop a social enterprise, and I was on that committee, and we didn't know exactly how we wanted to develop this social enterprise, so we landed on a snack. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the Eastern Market because I knew some folks over there to kind of get an idea of how do we develop this social enterprise. And Tracy Rivard at the Eastern Market introduced me to Rachel, and that's how Alternative for Girls and Rachel and I came together.
Mm. Ladies, this is one of those – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, this is one of those feel-good stories. I think we need more stories like this. Our news cycle is just so full of despair and everything. I mean, you're employing homeless and at-risk Detroit women through local nonprofits. I mean, this is you're serving food. I mean, what's not to like about this?
You know, that's what we think. It's a win-win. It's a great product, and we're trying to help girls make positive choices in their lives, give them positive opportunities. Mm-hmm. I strongly believe if someone wants to improve their life, they should have the opportunity to do so. Mm-hmm. So that is our driving force behind this, creating a great product and giving employment opportunities for those who need it and giving them an employment opportunity in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. So they can make that transition from their current situation into a working population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pam Rogers and Rochelle Nash are founders of Eats All Good. They are, this is a plant-based specialty food company and social enterprise that manufactures and distributes vegan snack bars. Can either one of you tell me a little bit about the women that you work with? What brings them to Alternative for Girls?
Yeah, well, I'll say the work that Alternative for Girls, the work that they do is truly, I would say, God's work in the sense that they get these women, you know, from really rough beginnings and serve as a shelter to, you know, give them a safe space as well as food and shelter and safety. And so, you know, so when we get these girls, they come from rough beginnings. So they need a lot of nurturing in the sense where, we're willing to do that work as well as when we bring them on as employees, we're willing to work with where they're at. If, and even if they get other job opportunities from starting with us, we encourage that as well. You know, we're all about their growth, making sure that they do become, you know, contributing members of society and they do follow a path that serves them best, whether they're with us for a short time or for a long time. We're here for them. So.
Yes, yeah. I have to agree. Alternative for Girls is an amazing organization. They were founded in 1987 when they saw activity on their street and and realized that these girls needed a safe place to go. So their program consists of three missions, if you will. One is their shelter where homeless girls or girls that are looking for a home can go, and they actually have a shelter for these girls to live and learn budgeting skills and life skills and that type of thing. And they can live there from 6 months to a year. They also have an after-school program for girls from elementary school all the way up to high school. Mm-hmm. And they service, maybe 30, 40 girls a class. Mm-hmm. But 99% of those girls move on to college. Mm-hmm. And their third program is actually a van that drives out into the street just to create awareness of an alternative for girls, for those who are looking for information on how to make a change in their lives. So we've been supporting these three programs ever since the founding of Alternative for Girls. And as I said, they've been doing this for the last
30 years.
Mm-hmm. www.eatsallgood.com for more information. Ladies, if you have a moment to tell us about the location and what's unique about the location, I'm sure people would love to hear it.
Well, that's a good one. We are located in 2910 East Jefferson, right near the corner of Joseph Campo. We're in the Joseph Campo house, if you will, the little house on East Jefferson. When Rachel and I decided to invest, we needed a place to set up business, set up shop. Mm-hmm. And at first we thought we would find a place to rent, but I live off of Jefferson, and I was driving down the street and I saw the for sale sign. And I said, wouldn't that be great if we had our own place? Then we could grow at our own rate. We can, you know, we can stop, go, learn, market, but we can go at our own pace instead of having a monthly expense structure. So I invested in the building, and here we are. We built the kitchen out and back. It's a fully commercial kitchen. And now we had our ribbon cutting yesterday, so now we're official.
We are.
And we're glad that you're official. Again, the vegan snack bars. Do you have a website again? I know Sean gave it a moment ago, where people can get a hold of you if they'd like to order again these vegan snack bars.
Mm-hmm. Yep. www.eatsallgood.com.
Eatallgood.com. Thank you so much, Pamela Rogers and Rochelle Nash. We appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to good success from you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And the more bars we sell, the more girls we can serve and create jobs for. So
you're doing really good work. Thanks, ladies.
As possible. Thank you.
Thanks,
ladies. Have a great day.